flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today, in the town of David, a Saviour has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men on whom his favour rests." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Thank you, Wendy, for leading our service. Thank you, Joe, for our reading too. Lovely. Has anybody seen any angels recently? Did you watch the Strictly final last night? Yeah, there were quite a few people in sort of floaty white angelic costumes, weren't there? And clouds and things, harps and things going on. And then, of course, we've had snow and ice and crystal clear cold nights, haven't we? So you can imagine what it might have been like on the hillside. You remember the carol we've just sung, "While Shepherds Watched"? Here it comes. Angels singing in the sky, rejoicing at the birth of Jesus. It was a turning point in history. And they sang this: "All glory be to God on high, and on the earth be peace. Goodwill henceforth from heaven to men begin and never cease." What did they mean by that? Well, not primarily peace between nations or even peace between neighbours, but they meant peace between God and mankind. And the bigger story, of course, starts way back at the creation, when God crowns his world with human beings, male and female, and God enjoys a friendship and a relationship with them. But then, of course, you remember how people turn away from God, a rebellion that we describe as sin, and that spoils the relationship so that mankind draws further apart from God. But God sends Jesus on a rescue mission. That's the Christmas story, isn't it? A mission to bring God's forgiveness and call people back into a relationship with him again. A little bit like trying to get families to come together at Christmas time. It's not always easy, is it? But this actually is bigger. This is a bigger task, much bigger. The God of all the earth and heaven calling his whole world back to him again. Even the angels were on the edge of their seats wanting to see this. The story that Joe's just read to us is from St. Luke's Gospel, and it seems to be telling the story from Mary's memories, Mary's viewpoint. There's also, of course, there's a bit in St. Matthew's Gospel too, telling it perhaps from Joseph's point of view. What must it have seemed like to him, his memories and so on? She's pregnant already? Yes, that's the problem. And you want me to marry her? And then John's Gospel gives us a third viewpoint, a kind of cosmic overview, what it must have looked like from the International Space Station, looking down on Earth, seeing the big picture, just like angels might have viewed the story. Wendy, be an angel, would you? You show her face, Raphael. I don't think she'd ever seen an angel before. She looked terrified, as if she might be in trouble somehow. She had no idea that it was really me who felt honoured to be in her presence.
Do you know what, Gabriel? It was like that when I drifted into Joseph's dreams as well. I think he wanted to run away. But his dream legs, you know what they're like, wouldn't carry him. He was thinking about divorcing her, putting her away quietly, rather than making a big public scene and publicly disgracing her. And that's what the law requires, as you know. But I told him that she was not only a good girl, but she was the best girl ever. You see, God loves her. And I told him, and so will you, Joseph. You will love her too.
I had to tell her not to be afraid, like we always do when we visit people. It's the first thing we have to say, because they don't seem to know that we love them. They're not used to seeing us at all. I told her that she was highly favoured by God. And from the look on her face, I think she'd rather have stayed unnoticed in the background.
Yeah, and Joseph too. He was just like that. He wanted to deal with it quickly and quietly and put it all behind him. And now we're asking him to take on a scandal. A scandal not of his own making. What was that phrase that you used? Emmanuel, God with you. Never a true word spoken.
It's amazing, isn't it, Rafa? God finally joining up with human nature to make a single together person. Such a master plan. A reconciliation between God and man embodied in this child. Pain there will be in plenty, but glory too. I can't wait to see him grow.
Goodness, do you know every baby, every birth is a miracle. But this one, even more a miracle. And sometimes it makes me wish that I was flesh and blood too. What must it feel like to be born, to grow up, to live, to die, to rise again at the last day? Such a privilege to be children of Adam and Eve.
Well, today's the day, and I am so looking forward to it. I want to be with her when he's born in the hay. I won't appear to them, I'll be unseen, but I want to help her in any way I can. And to be there when the Son of God comes into the world as a Son of Man. I am so looking forward to it.
Me too, I am too. Do you know what? I should go and fetch the big choir. And we'll head out to the hills and surprise those shepherds. I love it when God bypasses the pompous religious priests and chooses the humble folk, the ones who love him more than they love themselves. I can't wait to see the look on their faces.
All those pompous religious priests, they're awful, they really are. And what was the message of the angelic choir to the shepherds? Well, two things. First of all, most importantly, all glory be to God on high. Glory to God in the highest. Massive praise and worship for who he is and for what he's done. Making his dwelling on earth among men and women. Big choirs of angels making a very loud song. He deserves every word of praise, every note of worship. He is worth it, like nobody else. Not because God is somehow lacking, not that he's psychologically needy, that praise and worship makes him happy with himself again. That may be how some people need reassurance, but it's miles away from God. No, that's not the reason. We worship God simply because that's the way things should be. He is the best. He is worthy, as nobody else is worthy. And when we stand before him, it's right to worship. It straightens up our relationship with him. It's how we ought to be with him. Second part of the message, and on the earth be peace. Peace to men on whom his favour rests. Shalom, the Hebrew greeting that means so much more than just hi, hello there, or even peace and quiet and stillness like we think of it. Shalom includes health and well-being. It includes completeness and wholeness, happiness and joy. I don't know, somehow for me it's the long vowel, shalom, that speak of depth and meaning. And this is not a quick fix. This is not a flash in the pan. Peace to men on whom his favour rests. In other words, we're in God's good books and we're there to stay. This is long term. Goodwill henceforth from heaven to men begin and never cease. Isn't that good news? How many people do you know who are trying so hard to be better, to do well, to please others, to behave, to be nice and so on? I mean, nothing wrong with any of that. Of course there isn't. But before God, we don't need to. He doesn't require it. That's not what he's needing from us. Why not? Because Jesus is our free pass. That's the good news of Christmas. It means God's approval of humankind. God's favor rests and remains on you and me. Isn't that the best news of all? Thanks, angels.